Hey, listener, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting.
Yeah. So today we're going to be tackling logical intelligence.
Ooh.
We're not just going to be like defining it or anything like that.
Right.
We really want to understand it.
Yeah.
How it's measured and like why it even matters.
Absolutely.
So to do this, we're going to be looking at this website called The Spiritual Seek.
Okay.
And, you know, despite the name, it's got a whole bunch of different tests on there.
Okay, interesting.
One of which is specifically for logical intelligence.
Right.
But they've also got some other ones with some pretty interesting names, like Youth Wisdom Test and the Impossible Quiz.
I love those names.
Yeah, like very catchy.
Very intriguing.
But anyway, we're going to be focusing on the logical intelligence one.
Okay.
And so this one, it really focuses on, or it claims at least, to measure your logical, rational abilities.
Right.
Which is essentially what contributes to your IQ.
Yeah, that's right. Logical, rational abilities are those skills that allow us to really think critically, analyze information, and solve problems.
Right. So it's not just like gut feeling.
Exactly. It's about using reason and logic to navigate the world.
Okay. And this website goes on to say that their test has 35 questions.
Okay.
And they're all varying difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that it's designed to give like a precise evaluation of your logical intelligence. And they even warn you, like, don't underestimate those simple questions.
Yeah, that's really important because, you know, sometimes those seemingly straightforward questions can actually reveal a lot about your thinking process.
Yeah, like, are you overthinking it?
Exactly. Or are you missing a subtle detail that changes everything?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a good logical intelligence test isn't just about getting the right answer. It's about understanding the different ways we approach problems.
Right. So it's kind of like testing the different facets of logical thinking.
Absolutely.
I like that. So, like, for example, would you say that deductive reasoning is one of those facets?
Oh, definitely. Deductive reasoning is where you start with a general principle and then apply it to specific situations. It's like using a map to find your way, you know, the general rules of the road, and you use those to navigate.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what about like inductive reasoning? How does that fit in?
Inductive reasoning is kind of the opposite. You're starting with specific observations and then you're drawing general conclusions from those. It's more like figuring out a route based on traffic patterns you've noticed.
Oh, so it's like learning from experience.
Exactly.
That's cool. So this test is designed to challenge both of those like styles of reasoning.
Precisely. And that's why they have that variety of question types and difficulty levels.
Okay, now this is interesting.
What's that?
So they say that for the most like official result, you should try to stick to a 20-minute time limit.
Okay.
Even though the test itself is technically untimed.
Interesting. So you can take as long as you want, but they recommend that 20-minute time limit.
Yeah. I'm curious, like, does that really change anything?
Well, it certainly adds another dimension to the assessment. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
A timed test might reveal how you perform under pressure. You know how quickly you can make decisions when the clock is ticking.
Like when you're trying to parallel park.
Exactly. You need to think on your feet.
Right.
Whereas an untimed test might allow you to really delve into a problem, explore different angles, maybe even come back to a question later with a fresh perspective.
So it's kind of like both of them tell you something different about your thinking.
Absolutely. It's not about one being better than the other. It's about recognizing what each approach reveals.
Okay, so now that we have like an idea of what this test is all about,
yeah.
Are you ready to actually try some of these questions?
I am. Bring them on.
All right, so listener, get ready for this.
Okay, I'm ready.
You have 8 oranges. You set aside 3, and then you eat all but 2. How many oranges do you have left?
Oh, that's a good one. It seems so simple, but it can really trip you up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm already overthinking it.
It plays on our assumptions and how we process information step by step.
Okay, well, let's not give away the answer just yet.
Right. Let our listener ponder that one.
Okay, ready for another one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, this was an analogy. Spider stands to 4 plus 4, as horse plus snake stands 2.
Ooh, analogies. Those are always fun.
Yeah, this one's really making me think.
They require you to connect seemingly unrelated things based on some underlying principle or pattern.
Right. You got to figure out the relationship between those numbers and the creatures.
Exactly.
All right. Last one.
Okay.
This is an anagram challenge.
Ooh, I love anagrams.
The word is panels.
Okay.
And you have to rearrange the letters to find 2 nouns.
Right.
And those 2 nouns relate to a specific category.
Ooh, a category. Okay, yeah. So there's an extra layer there.
Yeah, so we're not going to give away the category or the answer.
Go ahead.
Let's see if you can figure that one out.
It's a great way to exercise that mental flexibility.
Right. So there you have it. Three sample questions from The Spiritual Seek.
Yeah.
The Orange Puzzle. The Spider Horse Snake Analogy.
Love it.
And the Panel Xanagram.
Can't wait to break those down.
Yeah. So take some time, wrestle with those, and we'll be back in a bit to dive deeper into the logic behind each one.
But remember, no spoilers.
Yeah. We want you to have that aha moment yourself.
Exactly. The journey is just as important as the destination.
I like that.
All
right, listener. We'll catch you soon.
All right, listener. Welcome back.
Back for more brain teasing.
Hopefully you've had some time to really think about those questions.
Yeah. Chew on them.
So let's unpack the logic behind them. But remember, no spoilers.
Right. We're not just going to hand over the answers.
We want you to experience that aha moment.
Exactly. So let's start with that orange puzzle.
Okay.
It's so easy to get tripped up by like the wording and the order of everything.
It really is. It's like a mental trap.
Right. Like it makes you overthink it.
Yeah. It tests your ability to cut through the noise and focus on the essentials.
So it's not about the oranges you set aside or even the ones you eat.
Right. It's about what you're left with.
Okay. So it's all about like filtering out the unnecessary information.
Exactly.
And how about that analogy?
The spider one.
Yeah. Spider stands to 4+4 as horse plus snake stands to.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. This one really got me thinking.
It highlights the power of pattern recognition.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, it's not about knowing how many legs each animal has.
Right.
It's about understanding the relationship between those numbers and the creatures.
Okay. So the 4+4 represents something specific about the spider.
Right. And you have to figure out what that is.
Okay.
And then apply that same logic to the horse and the snake.
It's like you have to decode the rule.
Precisely.
Okay. And then once you figure out the rule, you can figure out the answer.
Exactly.
And that kind of thinking, like, it seems pretty applicable to real life, too.
Absolutely.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, think about analyzing data trends or understanding human behavior or even just figuring out how a complex system works.
Yeah, it's all about seeing the patterns and connections.
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on to the anagram.
The word panels.
Yes, panels. So you got to rearrange those letters to find two nouns.
Two nouns that relate to travel.
Yeah, so this one involves some wordplay.
Oh, definitely.
But also logical thinking.
It's a great example of how different cognitive skills can work together.
Okay. So you're not just randomly rearranging letters?
Right. You have to think strategically.
Yeah. You have to use your vocabulary and the given category to find those hidden words.
And the travel theme narrows down the possibilities.
Right. So it adds another layer of challenge.
For sure.
Yeah.
So listener, were you able to solve it?
Remember, no spoilers from us.
We'll keep those secrets safe.
Okay. So The Spiritual Seek mentions that after you complete the full 35-question test, you get like a detailed report with explanations for each answer and an estimated IQ score.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on these online IQ tests?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, are they actually reliable?
Well, they can give you some insights into your cognitive abilities, but it's important to approach them with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Right, so don't take them too seriously.
Exactly.
So it's not really about the score.
Right, the real value is in the process.
So like taking the test, thinking about the answers.
Or analyzing your responses.
And understanding the reasoning behind everything.
It's an opportunity to learn about how your mind works.
Yeah, like how you approach problems.
Exactly.
Right.
And whether you tend to lean more towards deductive or inductive reasoning.
Right, and recognizing your dominant style can help you become a better problem solver.
Absolutely. It's all about self-awareness and using that knowledge to your advantage.
So it's like we've been focusing on just this like analytical side of our brains.
Yeah, that left brain thinking.
But then there's that whole other side.
The intuitive side. The creative side.
Right. And that plays a role too.
Absolutely.
In how we solve problems.
Right. It's not always about pure logic.
So then how do we balance that?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Like how do we cultivate both?
I think the key is flexibility. Being able to shift between those modes of thinking.
So like depending on the situation.
Exactly. You need to be able to tap into both logic and intuition.
So it's not about choosing one or the other.
Right.
It's more like having a whole toolkit.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right.
You wouldn't use a hammer for every job.
No. You need different tools for different tasks.
Exactly. And it's the same with our thinking.
So sometimes that step-by-step logical approach is the best.
Right.
But then sometimes you got to step back and just trust your gut.
Or brainstorm some crazy ideas.
Yeah, and break free from that traditional logic.
Precisely.
And the more you practice that, the better you become at handling those, like, really complex situations.
Absolutely.
Where there's no clear answer.
Like, information's incomplete.
Right.
It's all about expanding your cognitive repertoire.
I like that, adding more tools to that mental toolbox.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful.
It's been a great discussion.
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning so much just by talking about this.
Me too.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We looked at the structure of these tests.
Mm-hmm.
We tried some of those brain-bending questions.
Those were fun.
Yeah, and we've talked about how these skills show up in everyday life.
And how we can continue to develop them.
Right, because it's an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
So, listener, keep those brains buzzing.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah, try those logic puzzles.
Explore your creative side.
And don't be afraid to trust your intuition.
Exactly.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into logical intelligence.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, this was a great one.
Always fascinating to explore these different aspects of the mind.
Definitely. So, listener, we hope you enjoyed the journey.
And learn something new along the way.
Yeah, and until next time, keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep those minds sharp.